to a better world. This is your host, Mitchell J. Rabin, and we're very glad you're joining us again today. Today we're going to have another very interesting show. We have invited to join us Dr. Bindu Purohit, who is here from India, around the Bombay area, and he's a very special being. He is a physician, he's an MD, but more than that, really, he has become the inheritor of a very fascinating and long-lived tradition of the spiritual science of healing that he inherited from his grandfather, and going back generations in his family has been serving the Indian culture community by keeping alive the rich tradition of mantra and yantra and the spiritual science of spirituality. There just is a diminishing number of people in this world today that have the original treasures that India contains from the times of the Vedas. And Bindu is one of those who continue this tradition. As a result of this richness that he embodies and will be sharing with us today, he is also the physician to notable beings and important spiritual teachers and others who attract literally thousands upon thousands of people from all over the world to their ashrams in India. You could say that Bindu is the physician of the great spiritual teachers and healers. They, after all, perhaps need as much, if not more, healing than other people themselves. So, Bindu, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's really a great honor to have you with us.
Thank you.
If you would just share with our audience a little bit about how you came into the position of teaching and embodying the work that you're doing now.
This work I am doing now is passed down through my generation, through my grandfather, great-grandfather, and his father, from 13 generation.
13.
I remember the name till 13 generation. And I am from Rajguru family, the king's teacher family. So, and this tradition, this system of mantra and yantra, in oral tradition, my grandfather, Paramhans Sri Sri Ramji Purohit, they taught me in oral tradition, not from the books. Because as soon as this mantra system is inscribed on the paper, the whole mathematical calculation of the sound is lost, and you cannot get the result of that mantra, even repetition 1,000, 2,100 times. So this tradition is oral tradition, and this science is the spiritual science, and in this science, whatever order given by the Vedas, we have to go according to that order. So it is written in the Veda that the Shabd Pramanam, Shabd means word, and Pramanam means proof.
Proof?
Yes. So here in this system, whatever order by Vedas is proof.
Proof through the word.
Proof through the word.
Interesting.
Yes. So this science is a oral tradition.
So what I think you're also implying, based on at least what we were talking about earlier, is that for a person to go through a spiritual healing and balancing,
yes,
and to awaken to one's full spiritual human potential, is to use the mantra as the vehicle,
yes,
So hence, according to the Vedas, the use of mantra is the first way to really enter one's deepest spirit.
Yes. This is ordered and this is written precisely in the Vedas and in the Tantras, that there are three systems for cure, for healing, and they order them in a way, they give number one order, mantras.
Right, uh-huh.
In the second stage, they give mani, means gemstones. Like in the Ayurveda, we use such some powder of gemstones, like manak bhasma, moti bhasma.
Mm-hmm.
So these bhasma, and parallelly the gemstone. And the third, it is written in the Vedas and Tantra, Aushadhi, means medicines. So mantra, they give the number one. Because the sound vibration affect the human central nervous system in a very precise way, in a very finer and subtle way. Like a person suffering from diabetes mellitus, his organ pancreas is not working properly. The hormone insulin is not created from the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
It's not secreted from the pancreas. So in this case, we have certain sounds. These sounds affect on the central nervous system, the part of brain which controls the organ pancreas. So as soon as we use that sound on that particular patient, the part in the brain which controls the organ pancreas is
stimulated.
And it gives the more electricity through the nervous system to the pancreas, and it balances the energy of the pancreas.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
For example, in the case of diabetes mellitus, we use certain yantras. I want to show.
Please.
This yantra,
could you define yantra for the audience?
Yantra is a geometrical representation of mantra in the medium of ether. As soon as you recite the Om, it creates a certain waves.
A certain pattern.
Pattern in the ether. And mantra are the geometrical representation of that pattern.
Uh-huh.
In certain cases, person is not able to learn mantra in oral tradition. He can use the yantra which are consecrated with the precise mantras. So he can receive the same energy as he received from the mantras. He can just meditate on the yantra. Yantra, it means a battery in which you charge the yantra with the help of mantra, and when patient use the yantra, he receives the same energy of the mantra. So in the case of diabetes mellitus, we use this yantra and we program this yantra according to need of patient with the number of mantras and rituals. And in this case, I give one mantra for healing. You like to hear?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank
now,
you.
Is the mantra that you would give for healing specific to the pancreas?
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Specific to pancreas. Hari Om Ma Chanda Prama Chanda Pratima Chando Asari Vayash Chanda Panktish Chanda Ushunik Chando Brihati Chando Anushtup Chando Virat Chando Gayatri Chanda Strishtup Chando Jagati Chandah Prithivi Chando Antarikshan Chando Dyosh Chandah Samas Chando Nakshatrani Chando Vak Chando Manash Chandah Krikish Chando Hiranyan Chando Gosh Chando Jat Chando Ashwas Chandah Pranaya Swaha Panaya Swaha Vyanaya Swaha. So this is mantra we use in case of diabetes mellitus to stimulate the organ pancreas, stimulate a center in the brain which gives the electricity through the nervous system to pancreas.
And to stimulate the hormone for insulin.
Hormone for insulin.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe the meaning of the mantra?
Meaning of the mantra is not very necessary to understand. The waves of the mantras and the consecration of the yantras is very much necessary, because in some cases these sounds represent without any word, and there is no meaning of that sound, and these sounds are very effective on the human body. And I give you example why the meaning of mantra is not very much necessary. Like some mantra you cannot give its meaning because these are only sounds. This sound is very effective on the human central nervous system, brain, body, and environment.
So, in a sense, Bindu, it's more like music and the way that patterns get established in the ethers from music and affect a person's body,
mm-hmm.
as well as a person's emotional life.
Yes, person's emotional life, person's spiritual life, and it harmonizes the mind, body, and soul, and parallelly it purifies and purgates the energies. yes, negative energies. Like it purifies and purges the whole environment from the bacteria itself.
It's so fascinating. The Indians have been known for the science of sound, perhaps longer than anyone I know of on the planet.
Yes.
And here they were using these vibrations, which are becoming so popular these days. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for literally thousands of years, and it's part of the original Vedic teachings.
Yes.
And still, if not more so, of such importance today.
Yes. The Vedic teachings and the Tantric teachings in the West, I want to describe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to explain this word.
Good.
Tantra.
Please do. It's so misunderstood and misused.
It's so misunderstood in this West and even in the East side these days, because this is a science to create these certain energies and focus these energies towards your intention. This is a whole precisely calculated science called as Tantra, and in English, the Tantra means a system. And with the help of that system, you can create certain energies and focus that energies towards your intention. And this science is given by God Shiva itself. There is no creator of this. There is no authorship of this science. The author is God Shiva. This is a knowledge given to human beings during their deep meditation. The ancient seer, during their deep meditation, but for certain purpose and certain profits, some people intend these energies for some bad work. So Tantra is misused by some people, certain communities, for negative work. But Tantra is a purest science available on this earth if we use this system for the positive work, for healing, to change the human mind, anger to love. This whole system, Tantra means a system. With the help of this system, you can create positive energies on this earth, and you can help millions and millions of people.
It's basically a science of, or system of, transmutation.
Yes.
Of taking the negative and transmuting it into the positive.
Positive.
Is that correct?
Yes. This is
positive. So that's the way people should really understand what it is. And that's the way to relate to it.
Yes. And please understand this science as a highest science, Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand this science is for the negative use, because certain people use this science for negative work. But now we are here and we use this science and we show this science that how it works in the healing, the change of the environment, and peace on the earth. We are working over this project.
Yes, indeed.
And this is our main focus.
Yes.
That the whole world should be harmonized, and it become, all minds should be become very peaceful.
Hallelujah. And you are traveling around the United States.
Yes.
You travel in India.
India.
You go to various ashrams.
Europe. Mm-hmm.
And you are working with students.
Yes.
You're working with initiates.
Yes.
And you're working, you told me earlier, with lots of healers.
Yes.
Because healers don't seem to know, in general, how to clear their own fields.
Yes.
From the karma that they take on from their patients.
Right.
And you are their healer, so to speak.
Yes. That is.
Do you teach them how to clear for themselves?
No. I prepare certain yantras for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is main problem with healers. Certain person having healing abilities, have healing abilities, and he use that healing abilities on their clients, on the patients. But at the same time, when he heal his patient, he takes the negative energy from the patient and give the positive energy from his body
to the patient.
In this way, after long time, he intake the negative energy, toxins inside, and give the elixir outside.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't know how to cleansing this negative energy, these toxins. So I help the healers with the help of mantra and yantras to help them. I prepare a very special yantra for the healers. So every evening, as soon as they come from their clinic, they use that yantra, meditate over that yantra for 10 to 15 minutes. So this yantra take the whole negative energy inside, it imbibe the whole energy, and it again refreshing the healer.
Yes. Now you
have. This is the first and foremost important thing, and my message for each and every healer, that first you protect your health, and then you give the healing to your patient.
So important. So important. That's, I'm very glad you're making that point here to our audience. In a similar way, Bindu, you are also the healer and physician to many spiritual teachers.
Yes. I don't want to say the name, the big names. They want to keep it secret.
Right.
So we don't want to say, I don't want to say, remember any name, but all the healers, all the spiritual worker, like healer, they have same problem.
Well, I would think a teacher would even have more so.
More so.
By absorbing that karma.
Absorbing the negative karma of their followers.
Yeah.
So they also need, in the same way, the same yantra to cleansing that negative energy from their bodies. Otherwise, they themselves suffering from lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of health problems.
So even if someone is advanced on the path,
yes,
and maybe is enlightened, still they would suffer bodily in, yes, these ways.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Enlightened people, they also have suffering from the physical problem.
Hmm. Is there a point then in the material plane in which a person is truly released from suffering? Or does that happen only when we release the body?
No. Person on this earth can make the heaven on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he can live in the hell on the earth with his karma. If he practices spirituality in a nice way, in a proper way,
mm-hmm,
he live in the heaven on this earth itself.
Yes.
This is a gift by God, this human body, to enjoy and to understand the God, the supreme divine power. And if we are fighting for the food and house and car, and we have no intention, no focus toward the spirituality, then we live on this earth like cats and dogs.
Yes. Very true.
Yes.
And we're almost out of time.
Only the human beings have understanding of God.
Yes.
No other beings have understanding.
No, have the ability. Exactly true.
So we have to use this ability to understand God.
And that ability is enhanced and enriched through people's practice of mantra.
Yes.
And meditation.
Meditation.
And the use of yantra.
Use of yantra. And all these three things are, we give, we surrender to the God. The first and foremost thing is we surrender to God. The God take care of us on this planet.
Yes.
That I am very close to God. Nobody is more close than me.
Mm-hmm.
I am very friendly to God. Nobody is more friend to this God, the God. Then God take care of you.
Right.
This is called as purified ego. Parishuddha aham is first and foremost necessity in the spirituality.
So the practices will help to neutralize the effects, the accumulated effects of karma.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And just wash oneself up from an accumulation of karma over centuries and generations.
Yes.
And God knows how many lifetimes.
Yes.
So that we can become, again, reunified.
Reunified.
With the Supreme.
Supreme. And this is the time while the whole earth is understand, they have understanding, and they want to forward in the spirituality. So they are in search of some gurus and some teacher. And while you find some guru, you be with him for a month or 2 months, and if your heart says, if your soul says that yes, he is a perfect person, then you fully surrender to him and use the word Shabda Pramanam like Vedas, that what now from today onwards, whatever order my guru deliver for me, it means the order delivered from the God. And in this way, you can progress in your spiritual path.
Along the path.
Yes.
Well, Bindu, I just want to thank you from the depth of my heart for the work that you are doing and your coming and sharing your words of wisdom and experience with our audience.
Thank you so much.
So I thank you.
Oh.
This is Mitchell J. Raven for A Better World. I hope you were enriched by that as I was, and I look forward to seeing you all next week.